Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Monday, February the 4th, 2019. I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
And I'm Tanono Kawande.
Tonight we join Zimbabwe and the world in marking World Cancer Day amid growing concern about the high number of people who die of cancer every year.
If you want to be part of the discussion, you can send us a message on WhatsApp, and the number is 001-202-465-0318. You can also call us directly on 001-202-619-2077.
And of course, we are streaming live on our Facebook platforms at VOA Live Talk, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. We are also on our three websites, voashona.com, voandebele.com, as well as voazimbabwe.com.
Zimbabwe joined the rest of the world in commemorating World Cancer Day today, with the Ministry of Health urging members of the public to get tested and early treatment if they should have positive diagnosis. A statement put out by the ministry says Zimbabwe is amongst the top 10 countries in the world with the highest cervical cancer prevalence rate. Of 2,000 women die of cancer, at least 1,800 are diagnosed of cervical cancer annually.
Globally, cancer is the second leading cause of death and is responsible for an estimated 9.6 million deaths in 2018, that's last year, according to the World Health Organization. That accounts for 1 in 6 deaths, and that's staggering. Mr. Wande.
Nasi tukuda kutarisa chirwere che gomarara kana kuti cancer sezoranga riri zuva rokucherechedza chirwere ichi pasi pese nasi. Zimbabwe ndiye imwe yedzimwe nyika dziri kunetseka nechirwere ichi kwenguva yakareba, asi zviri kuitika munyika dzakawanda. Mabatiro atinoita nyaya iyi ndo anogona kuva anosiyana nezvatinoona kune dzimwe nyika, asi chirwere ichi chirwere chiri kunetsa pasi pese. Mazuva anaya, makore anaya, vana chiremba vari kuedzavo kuti dene vavabatsira nokuchideredza, uyezve kubatsira vanhu vane chirwere ichi kuti vagarawo upenyu husina kurwadza zvikuru. Saka nhasi tikuda kuti titarise pamusoro pechirwere ichi, zvaitwa, zvakaitwa nezvinofanira kuitwa mukuchirapa nokuchibata, zvikuru sei kuna avo vakandogara vaudzwa kuti vainacho. Tinoda kuti pamwe vana chiremba vatichataura navo vachatibatsira zvine mashoko okuti tione kuti vanhu vangadzivirira sei chirwere ichi, uyezve kuti vanhu vanogara sei nehama ine chirwere ichi mumba mavo. Saka ndo nyaya tirikutarisa nhasi. Tinoimba kuti muchange muchitifonera tichigovana mashoko nepfungwa pamusoro pechirwere chinonetsa ichi.
Yebo, kunjalo Wande. Lichona njani makaya? Ikudibana kuhlelo lweLive Talk lamhlanje kungolwesibili mhlazine kuNhlolanja. Udaba esingalo lamhlanje ludaba lomkhuhlane wemvukuzane, i-cancer phela. Sikhangela ukubana lamhlanje lilanga lokunanza lomkhuhlane kumbe elokuma labantu abalala umkhuhlane. Amazwe omhlaba ehlanganisa amakhanda ekuthini ungalwiswa njani lomkhuhlane, ngoba ngomunye wemikhuhlane ebulala abantu abaningi emhlabeni jikelele. Ngomnyaka odluleyo ukufe abantu abangu 9.6 million emhlabeni jikelele bebulawa ngumkhuhlane we cancer kumbe owemvukuzane. Kule mikhakha etshiyeneyo yemvukuzane silabo dokotela bazachasisa ngakho lingayigatshana. EZimbabwe kuphela ngokutsho kogatsha lwezempilakahle, iZimbabwe ngenye yamazwe iphakathi kwamazwe alitshumi ahamba phambili alom kuhlane lo alom kaka we cancer eyomlomo wesiveletho ebulala abantu abanengi okuyinto engalunganga emele ilwiswe nguhulumende kanye lozulu wonke jikelele bakhulumile abugatsha lwezempila kahle lamhlanje bathi bantu emakhaya bazali bantwana hambani lonke liyehlolwa libonakala ukuthi galilawo lomkhuhlane ngoba uyelapheka kangcono kalula njalo alubana uthe wabanjwa usahluma usaqalisa ungamanondlondlobale emzimbeni kusuke kube nzima kakhulu joining us now we have Dr. Pusia Mananganzira, the Director of Epidemiology and Disease Control at the Ministry of Health. I give Dr. Mananganzira the mic, let's look at some key statistics as presented by the World Health Organization. Cancer is the second leading cause of death globally and is responsible for an estimated 9.6 million deaths in 2018. Approximately 70% of deaths are from cancer occur in low and middle income countries. Around a third of deaths from cancer are due to the five leading behavioral and dietary risks. One, high body mass index, low fruit and vegetable intake, lack of physical activity, tobacco use, and alcohol use. Tobacco use is the most important risk factor for cancer and is responsible for approximately 22% of cancer deaths. Cancer-causing infections such as hepatitis and human papilloma virus are responsible for up to 25% of cancer cases in low and middle income countries. There are more of such statistics that we'll be looking at as we progress. And joining us now is Dr. Pusia Mananganzira. Dr. Mananganzira, good evening and welcome.
Good evening, gentlemen, and thank you for having me.
We really appreciate you taking your time to be on the show to discuss this very important topic. It's World Cancer Day today, Dr. Mananganzira, and your ministry says that cervical cancer especially is one of the leading types of cancer that's causing havoc in the country. What's being done by the government to address that kind of situation?
Yes, you are very right. We do have a very high burden of cervical cancer in the country. In fact, the statistics mentioned earlier are correct in that Zimbabwe is among the 10 most burdened countries worldwide in terms of cervical cancer prevalence. We actually rank quite high in terms of those 10. We might be number one or number two. So having said that, the government of Zimbabwe through the Ministry of Health and Child Care has been in the recent past involved in a number of initiatives to try and address that high burden of cervical cancer. Firstly, this cancer is also very closely related to HIV infection, even though the causative agent has been scientifically proved to be an infection, which is called the human papilloma virus, accounting for up to 85% of cases of cervical cancer. So now the core infection between HIV and HPV really accelerates the prevalence and contributes to the high burden of cervical cancer that we see in our population. So having said that, the Minister of Health has managed to secure vaccine targeting pre-adolescent girls to protect them from getting infection of the human papilloma virus, which then subsequently causes cervical cancer, among other urogenital cancers that arise from that infection. So we are lucky in that we have been able to vaccinate almost a million girls aged between 10 to 14 years as we embarked on that nationwide vaccination program last year. So this year we are set to give them their second dose so that they are adequately protected. So you also appreciate that there will be other women who have already acquired the HPV infection or are already showing various stages of cervical cancer. We have also been rolling out a nationwide program of cervical cancer screening and also encouraging the see and treat so that we don't miss out on women that may be having early signs of cervical cancer. You will appreciate that with all cancers, these are diseases that have really defied science and medicine. So the earlier you can catch the cancer, the more the chances of survival or even cure. Cervical cancer is one of the few cancers where you can note the early signs and do a lot in terms of even achieving cure, but also improving the quality of life in terms of providing adequate treatment. So those are two very effective methods of dealing with cervical cancer. We have a bottleneck in terms of our health service delivery in that cancer treatment is only offered at two facilities in the country, at Parerenyatwa Central Hospital, as well as Mpilo Central Hospital. So we know that it is a major bottleneck in terms of women who are already in the advanced stages of cancer, in terms of accessing diagnostics all the way through to comprehensive treatment. So those are some of the issues that government is now looking at addressing.
Right. Dr. Malanganzira, mataura pokutanga pa matanga kutaura muchiti Zimbabwe iri pamusoro soro penyika dziri kunetseka nechirwere ichi. Mungati taurira kuti chii chinokonzera kuti Zimbabwe ive pamusoro penyika zhinji kana totarisa kunetsa kunoita chirwere ichi pasi pose. Uyezve chandingadawo kuziva nechekuti vanhu vari kutambira chirwere chisei, nokuti tinoziva kuti kare vanhu vaingoti kana vakawirwa nechirwere chavasingazivi vava kutaura nyaya dzokuti kuda pamwe munhu wakaroyiwa kana kuti kutsvaka zvimwe zvikonzero. Iko zvinezvi vanhu vava kutambira chirwere ichi zvakadini, zvinoita here kuti kutaura navo kana kuvarapa kuve nyore nokuti vanenge vachiziva kuti chii chiri kuvanetsa?
Tinotenda nemubvunzo wenyu wakanakisa. Kana takatarisa dambudziko regomarara kana kuti kensa, idambudziko rinotinetsa kana isu vari kusainzi kana kumedicine, nekuti zvirwere zvizhinji zvinonzi gomarara kana kuti kensa hatiwanzoziva kuti zvinombokonzerwa nei. Asi kuburikidza netsvakurudzo dzakaramba dzichiitwa, taakuziva kuti kune umwe utachiona unokonzera kensa. Kune mamwe magariro edu nemaitiro edu anowanziridza zvirwere zvekensa. Kune zvakare mumwe mishonga inoita kuti zvirwere zvegomarara zviwande. Saka takatarisana negomarara repamuromo wechibereko. Igomarara ratane ruzivo rwakati wandei maererano nekuti munhu rine zviratidzo zvinooneka risati ratekeshera nemuviri. Nokudaro munhu anokwanisa kuwana rubatsiro kana kutorapika richibva ratopera. Chave zvakare neruzivo rwekuti gomarara repamuromo pechibereko nderimwe remagomarara anowanika kunzvimbo dzedu dzakavandika rinokonzerwa neutachiona unonzi human papilloma virus. Nekudaro tave nenzira dzakatoti wandei uye dzinobatsira zvachose zvekutodzivirira kuti munhu asatowana uchachona weHPV zvachose uye kuti kana aine zviri kutaka kumavambo vambo awane rubatsiro. Zvakadaro saizvozvo mumwe mubvunzo wenyu wanga uri wekuti koseiko isu muZimbabwe tiri isu tine dambudziko regomarara rinonoti wandei kudarika dzimwe nyika. Titori muboka renyika gumi dzine dambudziko regomarara remuromo wechibereko rakanyanyisa pasi rose. Hatizivi kuti chinonyanya kuchidaro chii asi utachiona weHPV kana kuti iro gomarara repamuromo pechibereko rinowanziridzwa neutachiona weHIV. Izvozvo takazviona kuti zvakaita kuti gomarara iri raisimbobata madzimai achikurei asi nekuda kweutachiona weHIV takaona kuti madzimai echidiki ekumakore kuma20 kuma30 vari kubatwa negomarara repamuromo wechibereko kuburikidza nekunge vaine zvakare utachiona weHIV. Zvakadaro saizvozvo iprogramu yedu yetreatment yeHIV mumakore apfuura iri kubudirira ichikwanisa kubata vanhu vakawanda, saka iyoyo imwe nzira yekuderedza dambudziko regomarara remuromo wechibereko.
Dr. Manangazira, regai ndimbotsanangura nechindevele ipapo ndimbomubatai muromo. Uya kuluma lapa uDr. Mananganzira ngogatsha lwezempilakahle. Uya kuluma ukubana umkhuhlane wekensa ikakhulu umkhakha ohlasela umlomo wesibeletho kubomama ngomunye wemikhakha ehamba phambili ubulala omama abanengi kakhulu eZimbabwe ngomnyaka. Uyatsho njalo njengokutsho kwethu ekuqaleni ukubana ele Zimbabwe liphakathi kwamazwe alitshumi ahamba phambili okulabantu abahlaselwa khona ngumkhuhlane wekensa. Kodwa isizathu simbuzile ukubana kungani uthi hayi gabakabi kwazi kodwa baphakathi kokucubungula kokuhlaziya ngoba umkhuhlane wekensa ngumkhuhlane onzima kakhulu ngisho le ngcwethi ukubana zivambe kahle kahle ukubana ubangelwa yini ungani kuyahlupha. And we are Dr. Mananganzira, please are just on the line as we welcome our second guest, that's Dr. Anna Mary Nyagabau. She's a cancer specialist. Dr. Nyagabau, good evening and welcome.
Good evening, how are you?
We are doing great and thank you so much for joining us. Let's dive in. As an expert, what's your experience with cancer patients in Zimbabwe with this disease?
Well, thank you very much for that question. As time goes on, I realize that, you know, our patients are becoming more aware of this disease, and they are becoming more aware of the causes, and they are seeking help. Actually, the health-seeking behavior of our patients is improving as awareness programs increase in the country. As you are aware, we have embarked on a vaccination program, and as we vaccinate patients and screen patients, more people become aware because it's an opportunity for us to actually be advocating for people to go for any detection, prevention, and treatment for this disease.
Dr. Nyagabau, kana makatarisa mashanduro arikuitwa munyika iko zvino, munogutsikana here nezvirikuitwa nehurumende? Tiri kuita zvakakwana here kana kuti zvizhinji zviripo zvatinofanira kudai takwanisa kuita?
Chandinoda kuti ndinyatso kuti tinzwisisane ndechekuti dambudziko regomarara idambudziko guru rinoda kuti vanhu vese vabatsirane pamwe chete tichitarisira hurumende tigotarisirawo vama private people zvese tinoda kana nevese vanenge vainewo mari dzavo kuti tibatsirane tiise musoro pamwe chete tikwanise kuona kuti tingabatsire sei dambudziko iri nekuti dambudziko iri rakangobva razongokura zvekukurisa zvekuti dzimweni dzenguva zvinobva zvazonetsa kuti magadzirisiro acho anga achibva awanika ipapo ipapo.
Yes.
Another question, Dr. Nyakabau. Ko gomarara rinowanzowanikwa muvanhurume reprostate cancer idambudziko rakakura sei muZimbabwe iroro?
Idambudziko guru, idambudziko rekuti riri kutambudza varume zvakanyanya. And chimwe chiri kuitika ndechekuti vazhinji vavo vanouya chirwere chakura ndo zvinhu zvatiri kuona munyika muno.
Coming back to you, Dr. Manakanzira, before we cross over to our first listener. Dr. Manakanzira, how are you dealing with other types of cancers? You know, talk of prostate cancer, breast cancer, and so forth.
Okay, so as a ministry, we look at the raw cancer spectrum, but we also embark on specific public health interventions. I would say that apart from the HPV vaccination and screening, we have also been providing mass treatments for bilharzia. It's one of the infection with schistosoma hematobia, the parasite that causes bilharzia, is the major cause of kidney, bladder, and other urogenital cancers again. So we have been addressing that. But there is also hepatitis infection, which causes cancer of the liver. And since 2008, we have been providing the hepatitis B vaccine as part of the pentavalent in childhood immunization program. We still want to do a lot more in terms of providing full-fledged screening, but also a framework so that even those cancers that we do not consider of public health importance or as urgent as cervical cancer and other cancers, we also have screening programs. I think most of you only hear about breast cancers in October. And some people still think it's a female problem only. Yes, we admit the majority of breast cancers are in women, but we also know that the breast cancers that occur in men are even more aggressive. So we would want to ensure that we raise awareness. Earlier, there was talk of body mass index, the other behavioral factors and some of the activities that we engage in, like alcohol abuse and tobacco and physical inactivity. We would also want to raise population awareness so that they are in tandem with healthy living and well-being, so that we do primary prevention of the cancers and also secondary prevention, so that we leave only a few for the treatment, which becomes more complicated.
Prevention, that's very important. They say prevention is better than cure, Mr. Wandi.
Kana makatarisa, Dr. Mananganzira, kana makatarisa kurwisan, chirwere ichi kuri kuitwa nenyika nehurumende yeZimbabwe pamwe chete nevamwe vanobatsira mukurwisa chirwere ichi, chamunoona chiri kutaira apa chii? What are weaknesses in the fight against cancer, kana makatarisa zviri kuitika iko zvinezvi?
Mubvunzo wakanaka, nekuti zvizhinji zvinotikonzeresa cancer zviri mumaoko edu. Tikatarisa tsika dzatinoita nemamwe maitiro, zvinoita kuti cancer iwande mu population yedu
mungati
mfananido
ehe
kana takatarisa fodya kushuta fodya kana kuti yatinoti passive smoking kuti rikugara munzvimbo diki ine munhu anogara achishuta fodya izvozvo zvinokonzera makensers akawanda makensa anokonzerwa nechogako akawanda zvakanyanya saka isusu tinokurudzira kuti smoking idzikise kana kuto regerwa zvachose kunwa kwedoro yatinoti zvanzvo zvakaonekwa kuti zvinokonzera makensa aya etroti neemudumbumu nemamwe makensa zvatinodya izvo zvatinodya zvinotapira zvinonaka izvi zvinotiisa mudambudziko remakensa asi mimwe mainfections toti semufananidzo hepatitis b iyo HPV yatambotaura iyo HIV vana bilharzia vanokonzera kensa dzemubladha mumudundira nemu itsvo neidzo nhengo dzakadaro idzodzo saka kudzivirirwa kwemainfections iwayo kweutachiona ihwohwo kunobatsirisa zvakanyanya kudzivirira macancers
yakhuluma lapho udokotela Manakazira ngemikhakha yekensa etshiyeneyo langendlela engavikelwa ngayo ukhuluma ngodaba lokubhema igwayi ngelomunye ubhuti wami owayehlale ebuya kimi koBulawayo ezecela ama-newspaper okubhema igwayi and each time ngimupha i-newspaper I felt like I was being an accessory to him committing suicide but it was my brother, he couldn't do anything. Ngakho uyakhuluma lapho udokotela uthi hayi into zokubhema igwayi kazitshiyaneni lazo into zokunatha utshwala into zokudla ukudla okungakho umzimba okungekho health izitapitapi lezi eza kulezi insuku elizithandayo uyatsho udokotela ukubana ngokunye okubangela imikhuhlane Dr. Nyakabao, before I come back to you, we have a caller. Caller, good evening and welcome.
Ebo.
Yeah, Linjan.
Hi, Nyapila. I'm Vincent Dlamini. I'm Botswana. I'm going to tell you about it. I'm going to tell you about it. I'm going to tell you about it. 45 years. And above abangobaba ebabangakwanisa ukuthi babe betesta thina sincedise kanjani mna atesti ngile 19 years sincedise kanjani khonapho njalo ngikubona kanjani khona ukuthi ngilakumbe ngihamba kuphela esibhedlela ngiteste for 18
hayi siyabonga Dlamini kahle ngibatolikele lapho dokotela baza kuphendula
okay kumbe ngikhulume anodise ngxenye ngalokhu
ngesishona
Ngesikhiwa.
Ngesikhiwa, yes, khulumele, sikhulumele.
Okay, thank you, my good people. I was asking that I heard you saying for the men 45 and above, then now I'm aged 19 years this day. How can I get this help? And what are the symptoms that can I see that I am now attacked with this cancer or how can I get this help?
Maybe Dr. Nyakabao, you may want to respond. Hello, Dr. Nyakabao.
Yeah, he said 19 years. Is that his age?
Yes, he's 19 years.
Same, what tell whether I've got symptoms of any disease or of a particular disease?
What can I see? What are the symptoms that I have with this disease? And how can I heard you saying 45 and above men that they can go to the hospital. I don't know what about our age, the youth.
Okay. What I need to emphasize to you is that cancer is not one disease. There are more than 200 different kinds of cancer. Mm. And each one of them present in a different way. What we need to look at is that, you know, different genders get more of different cancers. That's why we said
men, more of them get prostate, in fact, men get prostate cancer, which is the commonest in men, and then women, the most common is cervical cancer. So if you are a man at the age of 19 years, I mean, the risk of cancer is relatively much lower than someone who is older. But what we recommend is that you must know your body, because, I mean, cancer can present as a lump or a swelling, or it can present in terms of in any of your organs that produce fluid. You can get unusual discharge, or you can get bleeding. You know, so it can be a sore that does not heal. Sometimes it can present as a cough that lasts for a long time, unusual. So when it comes to looking for cancer, it's things that are unusual. Hoarseness of voice that has lasted a long time. We are saying when you get such things, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have got cancer. We are saying you need to go and get checked if it has been there for a long time.
Ngamanye amazwi bathi ku 19 years konapho amathuba okuthi uhlaselwe yikhensa malutshwana, kodwa alubana uthe wabona okunye nje okungajwayelekanga empilweni yakho kusenzakala emzimbeni, hamba uyehlolwa. Uzwila ngithi?
Hayi, ngizwile ngoba kade ngisima mina nilepha iproblem yama-kidneys. Nabe ngize nxa ngingagijima kakhulu mbe ngingathova ibhayisikile, yikho ngize kusiba buhlungu ama-kidneys. So kade futhi ngilalelisise kakhulu, ngizwisise ukuthi kuhamba njani.
So iproblem yama-kidneys, so ake waya kudokotela bahlola babona ukuthi ulenkinga mpela yama-kidneys, kumbe nguwe ozizwayo emzimbeni?
Yimi engizizwayo emzimbeni. Bengingakayi, bengithokozile kakhulu nilalela izindaba lapha, ngizwa ukuthi i-World Cancer Day. Ngathi kahle mbuze lami ngizwisise kubaphathi ukuthi kungabe kuhamba njani.
Aha, esaka Dr. Mananganzira na Dr. Nyakabawa Hansi nemtereri, the reason why I'm asking is because ndinombonzwa kana ndikatifambisei ndonzwa problem yema-kidneys. But he has never been to a doctor, he has never been diagnosed with any kidney ailment. Saka zvanzi ndosaka ndangandi chibvunza ipapo.
So if he can manage to go and be attended to by a healthcare worker, so that he can present his problem to them, and then they can assess him to see if there's anything that he should worry about or not.
Jahalakide kuthambe ebona udokotela uhlolwe ubonakala ukuthi kulenkinga mpela kumbe akulalutho.
Hayi, ngiyabonga mphathi. Ngicela kube ngelambda idana izihlobo.
Ngamafitshane baba, 30 seconds.
Ngithanda ukubingelela zihlobo, mina nguVincent Dlamini, ngiyalibingelela ekhaya eZimbabwe ngapho, omama onabuhle lezihlobo bonke bakhona bafowethu obuhle eGaborone lapha. Mina ngiseBotswana, ngithanda ukulibingelela ngithi ngiyalithanda lonke lani muli yeZimbabwe, ngithi uNkulunkulu alibusise. Ngiyabonga.
Aha, siyabonga Dlamini. Sithathe omunye umnjalo umlaleli, Timotoramwe Mtereri wawandiwa Dube.
Makadini Dube parunare.
Dube paru makadini uku studio 7.
Aywa, tirinani, muri kutaura muri kupi?
Ndutaura ndiri kugokwe center.
Kugokwe center. Tine nyaya inonetsa munyika iko zvino iyi. Tibudzeiwo zvamunofunga kana kuti pane zvamunoda kuziva.
Hai, zvandofunga nechirwere checancer ndizvo kuti chirwere ichi chinoafekta varume here kana mukadzi akatonda che.
Rekai vana chiremba vari kuzvinzwa vanokupindurai. Ehe, rambai makadaro. Dr. Nyakabawo, mubvunzo uri kubvunzwa apa ndokuti chirwere chebreast cancer chinogona kubatawo here vanhu vechirume?
Hongu, chirwere chebreast cancer chinobata varume. Izvo zvindiritori nemurume wandiri kutorapa nechemotherapy ane chirwere chebreast cancer.
pasi na varume 300 times less than vakadzi asi chinowanikawo muvarume zvakare saka tinenge tichikurudzira kuti vapote vachizvitarisawo vaone kuti havana here chirwere ichochi because vazhinji varume pavanozouya chinenge chatodzikamidzi nekuti havanyanyozvifungira kuti vanogona kurwara nechirwere ichochi
Dube mazvinzwa
ndazvinzwa zvese but ndapane ndida kumboti ndengei pa program iri kuitika ande
taurai muchidimbu
muchidimbu ndoda kubvunza ne NATO NATO inopingira kana pafa vanhu vangani
Ora tamba tamwe muzi mukoma. Ayo tinotenda mukoma tamba tamwe muzi.
Was exactly ka muzimbabwe mbapa vanhu vanokwana kuti 16 but isonza kuti nate inopinzira pafa vanhu 16.
Naiwa, iyo ndeimwe nyaya iripo gatisaibata mumwe musi tinotenda.
Tangashida kutarisa pamusoro pechirwere chiri kunetsa ichi.
Bunzei ipapo kuti muZimbabwe munomuka changosara ndechekuti NATO ichipindira NATO yakanyarara EU yakanyarara
nyarara tazvinza zvakwana mukoma handiyo nyati kutaura nhasi we are commemorating World Cancer Day that's a very important occasion because cancer kills many people, not only in Zimbabwe, but globally. 9.6 million people died last year.
The issue that the doctor mentioned about smoking, particularly passive smoking, I think that can cause a bit of a problem in some areas where homes are not properly ventilated and the father is a smoker or some relatives are smokers. How bad is passive smoking, Dr. Mananganzira? How bad is it?
So any smoking is bad for health. Nicotine is the substance that is harmful,
mm-hmm.
among others. But there is a lot of other substances in the smoke that are very harmful to health. And this is why there is now law to say you cannot smoke in certain spaces because you may expose other people to the cigarette smoke. But also other forms of tobacco are equally harmful. You remember some people throw tobacco into their mouth,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
some people snuff tobacco.
Yes.
So all those forms of tobacco are heavily implicated in cancers.
Mm.
And I should add that as Zimbabwe, we are a tobacco-growing nation. So sometimes we try to safeguard that. But our call as health professionals is for reduction of demand and consumption of the cigarettes and other forms of tobacco.
Uyachola potokotela ukubana indaba yokubhema ayisibo bonke ababhemayo ababanjwa ngumkhuhlane we-lung cancer i-cancer yamaphaphu ngitsho labantu abangabhemiyo ekhaya wena baba nxa ubhema uthunqisa intuthu kompana abantwana bekhona khonapho iloba nkosikazi kumbe ngubani ongaba seduzane amathuba alabo bantu akubamba umkhuhlane we-lung cancer elawo makhulu ngokunjalo uyaxwayisa udokotela ukuba nanxa ukwanisa tshiyana elo kubhema it's 20 minutes before 8 o'clock and we continue our discussion on World Cancer Day considering that the world is marking that occasion tomorrow. And our guest tonight, we have Dr. Portia Mananganzira, Director of Epidemiology and Disease Control at the Ministry of Health and Child Care. We also have Dr. Anna Mary Nyagabau, a cancer specialist, and now we are joined by Dr. Elopi Spanda from Bulawayo. Dr. Spanda, siyakwamukela uhlelo.
Ngiyabonga baba.
Yeah, asixoxe ngomkhuhlane we-cancer ohlasela ikakhulu obaba. Esingathi prostate cancer ibhahe kanganani, ubhahe kanganani lo mkaka?
Ubhahe kakhulu njalo uvame ukubonakala ebantwini abaleminyaka esidlula amashumi amahlanu. Ngaleso sizathu kufanele umuntu olaleyo mnyaka ahlolwe minyaka lomnyaka ukuthi kubonakale ukuthi idlala yini lowo mkhuhlane. Njalo nxa ungayekelelwa uthathe isikhathi esisingelatshwanga uyahlupha ngoba uyasuka uhlasele ezinye izitho zomzimba.
Abantu ohlangana labo, izigulane ohlangana lazo dokotela ezilala umkhuhlane, ziyabe ziphuzile ukuza kuwe kumbe inani lesigulane ohlangana lazo ngababuya kusalesikhathi kumbe babuya sokuvele sokonakele?
Kukabili. Umkhuhlane lo kawulabuhlungu, umuntu kezwa buhlungu. Njalo okuba khona kubobaba bayabona ukuthi nxazi besiyathambisa umthambisi uyaphuza, bebe sesithi hayi nengekuguga, nengekukhula, kube kanti kulo mkhuhlane phakathi. Okungaziwa, okungekho khona ikulwazi lokuthi umkhuhlane lo uyahloleka nokuthi uthathe igazi nje, uthathe igazi lihanjiswe elaboratory lihlolwe, kube sesazakala ukuthi hayi kulo mkhuhlane la lokuthi isekta uyisisi. Iningi labantu ngesizathu leso babuya sekuvele sekuphuzile ngoba kakulabuhlungu. Umuntu ephuka ingalo uyaphangisa ukubuya, uyabuya mhlanokho. Olala umkhuhlane othatha impilo uthatha isikhathi esiza ukuthi abuye ezobonakala.
Uyatsho ukuthi umuntu uyahamba esibhedlela bathatha igazi. Ngokuzwa kwami, mina ngingafiki ku-15 saphansi kakhulu ngisakatshana, kodwa ngokuzwa kwami isizathu kulenye indlela eyokuhlola lo mkhuhlane eyangisayo enzobaba bengayo esibhedlela. Nxa nguthola kuhle uthi ngaphandle kwaleyo ndlela kulale ukuthatha igazi kuphela.
Eyokuthatha igazi yiyo eyokuthi nge-screening, eyokuhlola ukuthi kungabe kunomkhuhlane na. Igazi lelana lingaphuma litshengisa ukuthi kungabe kunomkhuhlane, kulapho kungena khona leyo ndlela esilikhuluma ngayo, eyokuthi umuntu ebesekhangela ukuthi kawu kwenze njani lapho. Asuwe wonke umuntu ohlolwa, umuntu wonke engahlolwa ngokuthatha igazi kuphela ebesephendile. Njalo kufanele ukuthi ngabe kuthiwa kulokwazisa okukhulu phakathi kwabantu abagulayo laphakathi kwabantu abelaphi, abelaphi bonke nje qalisa ngamanesi kuma-rural clinic kukhwela kusiya khona le phezulu ukuthi yo lo umuntu osemdala osele minyaka engani phezulu akhunjuzwe ukuthi uhlupho lolu lukhona njalo lubhahile kakhulu elizweni lakithi.
Bane ngobaba bahlezi emakhaya, dokotela Spanda, kuyini ongabaxwayisa ngakho? Abanye mhlawumbe vele kakazayo esibhedlela, umuntu kakazi ahlolwe. And besides, siyazi abantu abangobaba ukutshishela esibhedlela kuyasehlula kakhulu, kodwa omama bayahamba bengela problem. Kuyini ongabaxwayisa ngakho baba abahlezi emakhaya?
Isixwayiso sinye, kulo mkhuhlane okhona ongabuhlungu. Umkhuhlane lo ongabuhlungu uyimvukuzane, uyahloleka ngendlela elula ukuthi umuntu angahamba nje kanye ngomnyaka ayesothatha igazi. Bathole thisha uyahamba kanye ethatha igazi ukuthi hayi bengizocela ukuthatha igazi lesenza ye-prostate cancer. Into endile izaphendulwa, then bese kusazakala ukuthi uphendula nini ukuthi ezohlolwa nxa kukuthi ngumuntu ofuna ukuhlolwa.
uyasho njalo ukuthi elumkhaka kaobuhlungu uba buhlungu nxa usohlasele wafika kuliphi izinga
nxa usungu aba kuyasifuna ukuthi impendulo ukuthi uba buhlungu nini but kujahe kuvame ukuthi ube buhlungu nxa uzithi usiphela nxa uphakathi kweprocess wande ukungabi buhlungu wande ukwenza ukuthi umthambisi ungani uyaphuza ubuphuma kodwa ubuhlungu nxa sewusuka khona uyabe usulimaza imthambo eseduze.
Aha, siyabonga dokotela Sifana qhubeka ubambile khonapho Timbo Tora Mtereri wa wande silomlalela ecingweni kumnumzana Zibusiso. Kunjani mnumzana?
Yaphila baba.
Yes, ungenile kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga baba. Hayi usungulusono right field lokunaza umkhuhlane wemvukuzane ngoba umkhuhlane wesabisayo onzima futhi ukwelashwa kwakhona ukhanya usahlupha siku lokuzwayo ngoba angazi ngokuhlupha ngezitiji ukuthi sokuhambe kanganani emuntwini ngoba mina ngikhuluma kanje ngintomama wamqala ngo-2014 umqala nje kuyinto encane kunganiphakathi kwakwasibela phambili sigcina kathi sikasahambi. So usizo lwangikhona luncane yebo luright luyananzo but akuphathiseki kahle kakhulu ezibhedlela.
Aha, so uhlaselwe nguphi umkhaka mama?
Kuthiwa ngowesibeletho.
Ngowesibeletho.
Aha,
liyamtholela usizo?
Usizo thina ngokwethu nje abantu abaphansi akula sizo oluqathekile kangaka kumbe olufaneleyo esimnika lona thina esikwenzayo ukuzama sisazama impilo basibhalela imithi since 2014 ngikhuluma somina sengaluza inkomo ezifika 8 ngizama ukuthi ngilisane la mkhuhlane wakhona kwehlula then kwazi kwangenela kulo hlelo okuthiwa ngule-Pay Island osebulawayo khonapho yibo abayenza ukuthi bakwazi bamnike la maphilisi amanye nje ukuthi kuncedile but kasomaphilisi such because ezibhedlela as we know akusena maphilisi aphathisayo njengabona la kuparathekeso on so ugcina esinika wona la maphilisi okuhlungu phela mathawukenama-paracetamol amanye nje
ahaesehlileke
kasimile kakhulu.
Aha, siyabonga moyo. Before we go back to Dr. Mananganzira and Dr. Nyakabau, Dokotela Sifanda uyakhuluma umlaleli lapha ungamphendula uthi
inkulumo yakhe ithi umkhuhlane lo usuhambe kakhulu. Impendulo ebakhona iyona leyo nje ukuthi ngakuthi uyazuza yokuthi angazubuhlungu kakhulu. Ukubulala ubuhlungu ongabe sebukhona ngoba ngize sithi nokuhamba sesehluleka umama.
Ye, usho njalo. Uzwile moyo uyaxwayisa lapho udokotela uthi hayi okuqakathekileyo kathesi ukuthi limtholele nje amaphilisi okunqunda ubuhlungu. Okay, sequmile ucingo lakhe laphana mnumzana moyo and maybe coming back to you Dr. Nyakabau, as we wrap up we have 10 minutes remaining on the clock. What's your advice to Zimbabweans out there?
Okay, the World Cancer Day theme this year is I am and I will. And I think I'm a cancer advocate. And I will make sure, or I will endeavor to try and make sure that we continue to increase awareness and education on cancer in the country. And the onus is on each and every one of us to make sure that we know about this disease, because what we prevent, it starts with me to prevent cancer. You know, when it starts with me and then I spread the news to my neighbor and to everyone else, then at the end of the day, we'll find that everyone will be on board, such that at the end of the day, we can actually eliminate some of the cancers. If we look at cervical cancer, for example, when we screen it and we vaccinate it and we treat it early, we can actually end up eliminating it. And it constitutes a third of the cancer disease burden. And which means if we can eradicate cervical cancer, we only remain with two-thirds of the cancers. And this is the reason why you find that the ministry is focusing on this disease, because it's highly preventable, highly curable, and we can actually focus on it. Whilst we are focusing on it, it doesn't mean we're not taking care of the other cancers. We are taking care of other cancers, but we can only succeed if we actually attack the problem programmatically in a way that is organized. Otherwise, you know, the disease can really overwhelm us. It's overwhelming the rest of the world. And I think we need to try and be organized and fight to the end so that we can eradicate this disease. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I have a question for Dr. Svanda. Dr. Svanda, what would you like those with afflicted relatives to know? What would you want them to know?
I think the message is really to the general population.
Mm-hmm.
That cancers, whether it's cancer of the cervix that my colleague Dr. Nyagabao is talking about, or prostate cancer or any other cancer, is best treated when caught early. And that message should spread as much as possible. And there are also cancers that tend to run families. Dr. Manyagabao is an expert on this, and she will be able to tell us which ones. But there are cancers which run in families. Breast cancer is one example. And therefore, if there is a relative who has breast cancer, the family must help as quickly as possible, so that if there is a problem, it is caught as early as possible. And cancer picked up early is easier to treat than advanced cancer.
Mm. Thank you, Doctor.
Uh-huh. And coming to Dr. Mananganzira, wrap up, you have a program that you spoke about earlier whereby you are going around schools vaccinating children. You talked about, I think, Mataura kuti last year, Maga vaccinate about 1 million girls. What's your target this year?
Thank you. So that program started off vaccinating what we call a multi-age cohort. So we went through 10-year-olds through to 14, as long as they had not attained 15 years. We vaccinated them. We call it a catch-up campaign. So thereafter, the full course of vaccination is 2 doses. So those same girls are due for their second dose and last dose this May. Thereafter, we will then just vaccinate girls as they come into grade 5 of school. But also going forward, we also know that girls who are, or women who are infected with HIV, are at more risk, and they need 3 doses of the vaccine. It's currently not catered for under the public health program, but even as we started the HPV vaccination, we have made sure that this vaccine is licensed for use in Zimbabwe. So we encourage parents or guardians of girls who are outside of the targeted age group to acquire the vaccine and ensure that their children are also vaccinated and they get the benefit.
Uh-huh. Dr. Svanda, akusiqibele ngokukhuluma labo baba ngoba ngiyazi ngiyake ngihambe ekhaya. goma dlambuzi goma ngubo nxa mfika emakhaya khona lithola abadala bebhema igwayi nxa uzama ukubabonisa ukuthi hayi thiyana nalokho abanye bayakuvulela impumbuluza zamehlo umuntu ekutshela ukuthi awuzenza ofundileyo akukhulume labo baba ababhema igwayi kubaxwayisa.
Ukubhema igwayi kubangela imvukuzane yemaphaphu, kubangela imvukuzane yomphimbo, njalo kubangela ukuthi imthambo ingagijimi kuhle, okokuthi umuntu engagcina esequnywa unyawo ngokuthi imthambo ingagijimi kuhle. Kodwa namhla njengoba sikhuluma ngendaba yekhensa, isiqokoqela ukuthi igwayi ibangela ikhensa yamaphaphu. Ikhensa yamaphaphu iyabulala. Njalo kuleli lizwe leZimbabwe, iphakethi linye laligwayi ipakethiwe ukuthi lokho okudlayo okubhemayo kulakho ukukulimaza. Njalo kayisiko ukuthi umuntu ufundile kumbe kafundaka. Uhlupho yikuthi abantu bafanele bezwisise ukuthi igwayi libangela ikhensa, ikhensa ibangela ukufa.
Nga ngithola kuhle dokotela uthi umuntu ulakho ukucina equnywa unyawo ngenxa ye lung cancer.
Ngenxa yamathenji uma blood vessel abangela ligwayi. Igwayi libe yenze izibangelayo. Isiqokozela sakhe i-cancer. But kukhona okunye okunenginengi okungabangela ukuthi umuntu lo ibhema igwayi.
Hayi sile themba abazwile abadala ekhaya Dr. Mananganzira, let's have your last word in brief.
I think we have a special commemoration today being the 4th of February, World Cancer Day, but I think we really need to think cancer every day in our actions, in what we eat, in the way we keep our bodies active. Our bodies are meant to move and not to sit for long periods of time. It attracts disease and illness. In how we handle alcohol and in avoiding smoking, we were part of the Global Youth Tobacco Survey in 2014, and we found a very worrying statistic where our youth between 18 to 15 years, about a fifth of them are already smoking, and yet we do not have a smoking prevention program in the country. They might have intention to quit, but they can't. So I think this is quite worrying, particularly when our youth are exposed to tobacco. Finally, as a ministry, we are also looking to achieve universal health coverage and ensuring that we abide by our Constitution 2018, which gives access to healthcare services to Zimbabweans, including cancer services. So we really are advocating for improvements in access and utilization of cancer services in the country, in tandem with those two, universal health coverage and our Constitution.
Thank you so very much, Dr. Mananganzira. And unfortunately, we will have to leave here because we are out of time. Like Blessing always says, there is no extra time on Live Talker. But thank you so much to Dr. Portia Mananganzira, Director of Epidemiology and Disease Control in the Ministry of Health and Child Care. Also, thank you to Dr. Anna Mary Nyagabau, a cancer specialist. And last but not least, thanks to Dr. L.O.P. Sibanda. Kwaneleke bantu beZimbabwe muliyakithi Zulukandaba. Sidibaneni njalo kwezinye insuku. Asichiyeni lapha kwalamhlanje olivalelisayo ngontungamili Nkomo.
And I'm Tanono Kawande. Until we meet again next time and on the program, I hope you will join us. Take care and good night.